Imagine a life where you can spend according to your values, give generously, love richly, live intentionally, and handle your finances biblically. That's what the Faith and Finance podcast is all about. I'm your host, Adrienne Hildebrand, and on the Faith and Finance podcast, we discuss personal finance, intentional living, and value-aligned spending by sharing inspiring stories and practical topics to help you steward your finances in a way that honors God and builds your faith and wealth for the present and generations to come. Let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the Faith and Finance podcast. I hope you all are doing okay. I know we're in the middle of coronavirus, but there is hope. This is not the end. We will be okay. And today, I want to give you guys some tips, some basic things that we need to do in a crisis. And the reality is a crisis can happen at any point in time, right? At any point in time, somebody can lose their job, or heaven forbid, somebody gets sick and we can't work anymore, or anything like that. This just happens to be at a very large scale. So I want to share some of those tips with you today. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and let me know what you think of the show. You can reach out to me at faithandfinance.org. Also, I have created a free checklist for this episode. You can get that at faithandfinance.org/blog/episode43, or if it's easier, the link will be in the show notes. So that's a checklist for you guys to sort of keep everything in at bay of what I'm talking about today. So let's get to it. It's okay to feel uneasy about what's happening in the world today. I know there's a lot of information and a lot of opinions and a lot of everything happening right now. It is okay to feel uneasy. However, this can try to steal our joy, our security, and our life. But we know that we have hope in Jesus. So I don't want fear to overtake your life. But there are some things that we can do specifically in regard to our finances to sort of help the situation. So we can alleviate stress when we take proactive, decisions to help lessen the load on what's happening with our finances, right? That's just normal. Finances are very stressful for people, for all of us sometimes, but I'm here to help. So I'm here. So I have a couple of tips for you today. So everybody's situation is different. So there are four different levels of what I'm going to talk about today, and it'll make sense in a second. But there are four things that we need to do. Like, there are necessities for all of us, right? So first things first is take a deep breath. Yep. In, out, in, out. Take a deep breath, because literally it is so easy to be anxious right now. And I'm kind of an anxious personality anyway, and so I understand that entirely. But take a deep breath. What is, it will be, right? Like, what's happening is what's happening. We can't change that, but we can change how we react to the situation and what we do moving forward. So humans are pretty amazing. We were created to withstand incredible amounts of adversity. We're constantly adapting to what's happening around us, and we will get through this. At this point, COVID-19 is a crisis. I've already discussed that. But as I mentioned in the intro to this episode, at any point in time, a crisis can happen to us, right? At any point in time, our plans can change. So God is with you. God is in you. God is for you. First things first. Now, specifically with finances, we have to make sure that our four walls are covered. Our four walls are shelter, transportation, utilities, and food. I know some of you are worried about paying your bills or whatever right now, but those are the four things that you have, everybody, no matter what your situation, we have to make sure those four things are taken care of. After the necessities, those are the four necessities, your situation could go one of two ways. So I'm going to be talking about, it's kind of like choose your path, right? So if you're currently unemployed, there's a path, and then there's a path if you are still working. So I'm going to deep dive into those really quickly. Also, I have created a free checklist with all of this information. It's a guide for you. You can visit the link in the episode show notes to download that, or you can visit faithandfinance.org/blog/episode43. I'm still trying to figure out how to make those links shorter. So if someone has an idea, please let me know. So I'm going to start with if you've lost your job first. So first off, I'm so sorry if you have lost your job or are a furloughed employee for the time being. I know what it's like, and it really blows, for lack of a better word. However, all is not lost, and you will recover from this. Until you are employed again, I suggest pausing all debt payments, cutting expenses as much as you can, and stashing away as much cash as possible in an emergency savings account. And as I've mentioned before, when I say cash, I just mean something that's liquid, something that's easy to get to. So not in retirement accounts, not at, I don't know, in a bank you can't access, somewhere you can access somewhat easily, okay? One way I like to save money, so if you're trying to figure out ways to cut expenses right now, one way I like to save money is by doing a no-spend challenge. And it's days where you just don't spend money. You kind of make a game of it. And I know some of you are already like, oh my gosh, that sounds terrible. But I promise it just kind of helps change your mindset around it, right? It's just about being intentional with what you spend, correct? That's what we always talk about. So try a no-spend challenge. It's not as bad as it seems. I promise. It can move the needle too for you in your situation right now. You know, I know a lot of things are closed, so a lot of us are probably easily saving more money, but you know, online shopping is still available and buy what you need. That's not what I'm saying, but just, I know sometimes even when I'm feeling stressed, I'll go spend money because that's a trigger for me. So another thing that you can do is you can start searching for part-time work. So I actually have a list of 30 companies, US companies hiring right now to meet coronavirus needs. That's also in the episode show notes. You can find that. So there are businesses right now that are hiring, and they're expediting the onboarding process too because of everything that's happening. I even read that, I can't remember which grocery store it was, but that this grocery store was saying, we understand if you're probably going to go back to your other job in a couple of months. So if you need some extra work right now, look for a part-time gig. Plus, it'll give you something to do rather than worry, and obviously bring in some money. So those are a couple of the things you can do if you are no longer employed. If you are still employed, this is kind of the next pick your poison, right? Not pick your poison, but you guys know what I mean. Kind of like the, what were those books? The Goosebump books? Okay, sorry. I digress. Okay, so if you are still working and able to, or still bringing in income or whatever that looks like for you, first things first is you got to continue to pay your tithe and pay and give to your local church. I feel the need to explain myself a little bit. I did not include this in the necessities list because if you don't have a job, you likely won't have money coming in to pay tithe, right? Like, so before anybody gets upset with me for not saying, well, that's a priority. But if you don't have money coming in, you're not harvesting, right? Like you're not bringing in any money to pay your tithe. So I just want to say that I believe God blesses sacrificial giving, but I also know that the Lord wants us to be mindful and careful with our finances too. So if you don't have an emergency fund and you're still working, please start one right away. I recommend 1 month of expenses set aside in an emergency fund as a starter, or $1,000, whichever is more, like whichever works for you. So this is an incredible time to continue paying on your debts because, for instance, if you have federal student loans, they are at 0% interest for 6 months. So your normal payment is going straight to the principal. In fact, I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and because of all this, they are still working. They're going to be able to pay off one of their student loans in the 6 month time frame and another group portion of another one of their loans, which is amazing. So if you can, please continue to pay your creditors. Many creditors are also making arrangements too. So this actually goes both ways. If you're not working, actually more specifically, if you're not working, you can try to call them and see if they can negotiate a lower interest rate for a few, for a few months or whatever that might look like. However, read the small print and get everything in writing, because if they're just going to charge you a bunch of fees, it may not be worth it. I can help you walk through that if you have questions. I won't go super deep into that right now, but hopefully that makes sense. Also, just for everybody right now, you know, make sure you have an emergency fund, but specifically, you know, just be smart, be mindful of what's happening right now. You know, many of us are going to qualify for the CARES Act stimulus, I'll post a link to that as well. But if you get money from the stimulus package, first of all, it's not going to be taxed. Secondly, we don't know how long this is going to happen. Yes, I understand that the point of a stimulus package is to stimulate the economy, i.e. they want you to spend money. However, we do not know how long this is going to last. If the government is giving an individual $1,200, or again, everybody's is going to be different, but if you make, I think it was $99,000, they've changed it so much. I read the whole thing, but I'll post a link to it. If you're going to get $1,200 as an individual, this may need to last you for a little while, especially even if you are working. It's a perfect way to put it in your emergency fund and continue to do what you need to do, or put it toward a debt, you know, whatever that looks like for you right now. But the point is you're, even if you need that money to spend, try to not spend it all in one second. You know what I mean? We don't know how long we're going to need this. So be smart about your stimulus check. I'm just putting that little thing in here. Okay. So for sanity's sake, for everybody really, try to also come up with some fun things to do. And if fun for you right now is changing your pajamas twice a day, awesome. No judgment. But it just provides a little normalcy for us. You know, in Indiana, the weather's starting to be much nicer. So go on a walk or just sit outside or at least open a window or open the blinds, you know, whatever fun looks like for you right now, because we need some normalcy in our lives. I want to do like virtual coffee dates, and I'm actually going to do one of those this week. And if you sign up for that on Instagram, I'll send you a Zoom link soon. So a couple of optional things. If you're good to go on your other financial goals right now, and you just want to spend some time being productive or doing something, you can clean out some closets, minimize a little bit. You can clean out your pantry or share some toilet paper with a friend or schedule a virtual coffee date with a friend or me if you want. You know, some of the most innovative solutions are going to happen through this. And so if you need help also moving through your financial plan now, as a financial coach, I can help you do that, and we can evaluate some things. So please reach out to me if you're interested in something like that, or if you just have questions, I'm happy to help. So remember, there is a free checklist for all the things I talked about today that you can download on my website at faithandfinance.org/blog/episode43, or just visit the link in the show notes. I hope that you guys are all doing well, and I am sincerely praying for all of you and for any families who've been affected by everything. Well, we've all been affected by it, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm sincerely praying for each of you, and please reach out if you have questions about your specific situation. I know that everyone's situation is different, and I try to keep this checklist very broad, because these are things we all can do, right? But if you have specific questions, please reach out to me on Instagram, faith.in.finance, or at faithandfinance.org, or you can email me, adrian@faithandfinance.org. You guys know I'm accessible, and I try to answer as many questions as I can. So I love you guys. Please keep the faith, my friend.